come on a journey, go to a tree. You're just a rainbow, and I'm just a bee. Sweeter than honey, softer than tea. Furry as a rabbit. What can it be? That's my thoughts regarding this movie. Pan's Labyrinth. So it's up to you to decipher the meaning of that piece of slam poetry. I'm pretty sure that's not slam poetry, but it was improv poetry. Mm. So welcome to the Movie Vault. My name's Ben.
And I'm Zach, and I'm back.
Yeah.
And I'm white. And
your mic might not be working.
Dang it.
It's really quiet if it's working.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, yeah, I think you just... Yeah.
I was twisting it the wrong way. Never mind. Okay, Pan's Labyrinth or Labyrinth or Labyrinth or Labyrinth.
How's the Spanish pronunciation?
Labyrinth.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Ben and I did not know that this was a Spanish movie. So we were trying to fix the DVD for like 5 minutes. Like, how can we get this in English? Then we looked it up.
It was a Spanish movie. I mean, there probably was a way, but we wouldn't have been watching the pure form of the movie had we not been watching it in Spanish.
Ben, you watch a lot of movies that are in other languages.
I do.
I don't, purposefully. The only thing I'd watched was like Parasite.
Parasite? Parasite's such a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but it's like you got to go out of your way. I like to put it on in the background. I don't like... Some movies don't deserve my full attention, like this one.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It was nice though because you can talk through the movie when it's foreign language.
Yeah, we were talking about other things.
Because you don't have to. You can just read, and you don't have to, like, listen as intently. Hmm. I mean, there might be some sound effects that are helpful to know, but other than that, it's pretty much is what it is.
Ben and I were pretending that we were certain characters.
Yeah.
I was the doctor.
And I was the villain character for a while, and then. I think I switched to being the fawn. Then I was the guy with the hands.
Ben switched a lot. He was insecure with who he was.
Yeah, I would be like, oh, don't want to be that person. No.
I died, and I was okay with that. I didn't switch after that.
Right.
But overall, pretty disappointing to me, at least. Was it to you?
I don't know. I think it was kind of... It wasn't. I wouldn't say it was what I expected, but it wasn't like worse than I expected.
Yeah, but wasn't it like hyped up more than what it was?
Yeah, this movie does have pretty high ratings. Directed by Guillermo del Toro, came out in 2006, I believe. Has 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. I only give it like 3.5 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
You already rated it?
Yeah.
You go quick.
I mean, it's a good movie, but I guess I just didn't. Maybe I just can't see the deeper context that other people were because I was reading some of the reviews, like Roger Ebert. He was like, Roger Ebert rated it his top movie of 2006.
This?
And he said, yeah. And he said he hadn't seen all the movies in 2006 and he had more to catch up on, but he didn't think that any of them would be better.
Has he seen all the movies in any year?
I mean, that would probably be impossible. I'm going to venture to say.
Well, aren't there like homemade movies that he can't see or like theatrically released movies?
There's so many movies that come out every single year that you would never, ever be able to see every movie. I mean, I don't know if you could see every theatrically released movie, but even then that would be some definition because there's some movies that have like regional theatrical releases.
Or direct-to-video. Those are technically movies. Now, this movie, even though it's called Pan's Labyrinth, it only takes place in the labyrinth about like 10-20 minutes between there.
10 to 20 minutes.
I think Ben and I were expecting it to be like 3 hours because like we were an hour and 20 minutes in and we're like, well, it feels like the plot hasn't started.
Yeah.
It feels like a setup still, right?
Yeah. And then there was payoff and you were like, okay, that's what it is.
But because was there
it's
payoff?
It's really like combining two different things together. And what I expected was more of the fantasy stuff and less of the other stuff.
Like war?
The war stuff. I did not really see... Like, I didn't really expect that to be, like, a major part of the movie.
Most of the movie.
Really, it was, like, the main... Really, the the fawn and all that was like the side plot to the war, which was the main plot.
So then why was this movie like so special?
I think it was like this idea that you have like this like childlike perspective, fantasy perspective on war, and like, so I think that's why the images were so like scary and like a little bit terrifying, because like if you're a child and you're experiencing war, like these are sort of the things. But the mythology of all of it was a little bit difficult to follow, wouldn't you say?
Well, there weren't really, you know, the tasks that she had to do and like what happens when she sacrifices herself or her brother. They didn't really explain any of that. It's kind of just like, do this,
and
do that.
And then even when she like sacrifices herself and go, like, is that supposed to represent the afterlife? Like, what?
Well, that was the end of the movie, right? Nothing happened. I don't know. She's in like another realm with her real dad
and her mom.
But then who was the other lady?
I don't know.
Like, wasn't her mom?
No, that was blonde? Her mom who died.
That was?
Yeah.
Was she always blonde?
No, she was. It just looked like she was blonde because of the
sparkle,
the lighting.
Really?
I think so. Pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me get a picture.
The ending sequence was kind of bizarre. I should really pull up the Wikipedia so that we can go through these characters. I'm not really sure who Pan is.
That is not her mom.
Oh, is it not?
No, look.
Yeah, it is.
That's not her, is it?
The face is. You're right, she does have blonde hair, but I think it's like a wig.
That does not look like her.
So, the important characters are Captain Videl, the Fawn, Ophelia, who's the little girl who's the main character, Mercedes, who's the housekeeper, and then Carmen, who's the wife of Videl, Ophelia's mother, and the Queen of the Underworld. Okay, so the storyline is that like this is the Underworld, and like her parents are like the King and Queen of the Underworld somehow, and so she needs to get back to them. I don't know. That's kind of confusing. So we're set in like, it's, I think it's like 5 years past the Spanish Civil War, and I'm not really sure like who's fighting who. The Francois period. So there was a period between 1939 and 1975 when Francisco Franco ruled Spain. So Spain didn't transition into a democracy until 1975.
Okay.
Really?
I don't know.
This is going to get me on a tangent because I had no idea this is how
Spain was. I don't Spain know the was. History of Spain.
So, yeah. So this was the Franco. The captain was involved in the Franco supporters, and then there must have been like a rebellion against them. So
he must suck at reading people, because most of the people around him were traitors.
Yeah, that's true. He was so confident in himself. That's what he even said. He said, "My weakness is pride." And he didn't want to admit that he was wrong about a lot of stuff.
Now, another question I have is, so he married. His wife was a traitor technically, right?
Why?
Like the girl that died, wasn't that?
No.
She wasn't a traitor?
No.
Just
her daughter.
And, just the daughter and...
the housekeeper.
Oh, okay.
Well, so I don't think she ever did anything. She seemed like she was so focused on just having her kid and being like, well, life is complicated, honey. So I'm going to get married to this guy who's murdering people because life is complicated.
Yeah, but I thought he was forcing her, though.
He might... And that's the thing. There might have been some underlying like tension that he was forcing her. Because he did seem to be forcing a lot of other people to do stuff they didn't want to. So, it wouldn't be necessarily against his nature.
So, her father at the end, that's her real father?
Yeah, I think so.
Have a lot of questions. You know?
Yeah, I understand that.
Because, so, the father at the end... Like, he was supposed to be the king of whatever, and she was the princess of whatever. I don't know of what. And there's a bunch of people clapping around her, and she, like, did it because she, like, sacrificed herself. Even though she didn't sacrifice herself, she got shot. Did they not see that? they said, you spilt your own blood, and instead of spring, you know, whatever, and that's the most moral thing you can do, something along those lines. But like, she didn't do that. She got shot.
Yeah, that's true. They never offered that as an option either. The stupid fawn guy that he was supposed to represent the Greek god Pan, which is why it's called Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, well, that's really, you really gotta look, like, did they have Google? When did this movie come out again? 2008?
2006.
Six? So they had Google, so they'd have to look up, like, why it was called that, you know?
Well, if you probably had any, like, basic understanding of Greek mythology, no, you probably know.
Most people, a lot of people don't.
That's right, I'm over-evaluating, because I know something about Greek and Roman mythology. Oh, it's Roman mythology.
See, I don't even know. Yeah, it's just
Roman mythology is directly from Greek mythology. So,
sure. And but this movie, I don't know if it was more cohesive. I'd like it. I'm just kind of being down about it. But it was cool. I liked, the guy with the hands, the eyes. That was cool.
The guy who was like bit off the heads of the this movie was very graphically violent in certain parts.
When we first started, I thought it was PG-13, so like once they said the F word a couple times and then like bashed this guy's face in, I was like, oh wait, is this R?
yeah, you're like, well, they wouldn't allow that in most PG-13 movies,
and I was like, that just made it so much better.
Yeah,
because I thought we were gonna be watching this fairy tale. And I picked this movie because it won whatever the Academy Awards or award, I don't know. And it's Guillermo del Toro, and I've heard of it before, and I've seen that monster in some places. I just didn't know it was going to be mostly like a war movie. And I like war movies, but this is weird.
Well, it's like a period of time that I'm not at all familiar with. And since I'm not familiar with it, I have no, like, I couldn't figure out why the bad guys, well, other than they made the bad guys look obviously bad because they were like murdering people.
Now, like the very Spanish blatantly. Audience, though, would have to understand.
Yeah, that's true. That's the thing you have to remember, that the Spanish audience is who the main audience of this movie is. And then it happened to have a lot of success overseas.
Now, to us English speakers, it was a little bit less clear, especially who was on whose side and who was trying to kill who. I mean, for like the first third of the movie, Ben thought it was a German guy.
Yeah, I thought he was German, and I guess that just shows you how like American I am, because like anybody who's like a bad guy in an old movie is like, they've got to be German.
Cause he was like, hola. It was those circular glasses he was wearing.
Yeah.
Like those circular shades.
I don't know. I just, maybe I have a bad picture in my head of what Spanish people look like, but I thought he looked German. I don't know what to say. He's definitely a Spanish guy.
What do you think they look like, Ben?
What?
Tell us.
No, I he looked German to me. That's all.
No, he did look German. Ben, I'm making fun of you, but I thought he was German too. I just did not want to say it.
Yeah. No, but I think, well, the U.S. is more proximal to Mexico, so
true.
So we view, I don't know, we just view Hispanic people as like Spanish, like, and sure. And that's interchangeable. But Spanish people in Spain are European, so gonna look a little bit different. That's just the facts of life. Nothing good or bad.
Yeah, but I still have more questions. So, first of all, the moral of the story. So, I kind of have... I'm conundrumizing right now. So, I'm assuming the moral of the story is you shouldn't sacrifice others. You should sacrifice yourself. But that only happened in, like, the last 10 minutes of the movie. And I didn't really see her character arc, like, leading to that. Nor did I see her character for most of the movie.
Well, the character of Ophelia was very strange because she like didn't say a lot, and she just walked around.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
And made stupid mistakes.
Yeah, but not like it was like, oh, it's in her character that she makes these mistakes. It's just like, oh, I want to eat these grapes. He told me very obviously, don't eat the grapes, and the fairies are telling me don't eat the grapes, but I'm still gonna eat the grapes.
And then the other scene where she's like hiding from her, from the commander, and she purposefully like puts the chalk above her on the table.
Yeah.
And he breaks it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. And the commander himself and his like that whole scene when he was chasing I don't know. It's just there's a lot of things that were confusing. He's like in the middle of being attacked. He's chasing this little girl with a baby.
Yeah.
Then he comes out and is like, I want you to tell my kid that I'm like my father. And they were like, no. They murdered him in cold blood. And we're supposed to like that. No jury on what that guy's
doing. You don't need a jury in there.
It's Do you not?
It's war.
Yeah, but this is... But, and we're going to go back to the moral thing in war. Is it still... Like, it's one thing if you're killing somebody in battle, but if you're, like, killing somebody who's defenseless, like, don't you take...
Who are we talking about again? I just... All I heard was, don't you need a jury? I was,
yeah. Yeah, like, it's like he committed war crimes, so you need to put him in front of a jury.
Oh, him? Yeah. We don't... I didn't like him.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying he deserved it necessarily, but I'm just saying
especially that would be a better practice. You know, it's one thing to kill people, but once he made a sexist joke... I got so mad.
Yeah.
And I was like, he deserves to die.
Well, I didn't notice you because you were a woman.
No, he's like, don't worry. She's just a woman. I was like, well, his character's probably going to die in this movie.
They're like, well, as if they couldn't make him any worse.
Yeah. Now, if he says something racist next, there's nobody worse. No, obviously those are all
He
bad.
Would have said something racist if he would have gotten the chance, but unfortunately they were all Spanish, so he couldn't really say anything racist.
There's no diversity.
He could only say, well, he said probably was classist, like, they're poor. I don't care about them.
I don't care about classism as much. Now, they were like they weren't creaturists. There were a wide variety of creatures. There was that frog, and there was the pan guy, or what's his face? The fawn.
The fawn. The frog was the weirdest.
Yeah, it was like, I told Ben it was like reverse Vore.
One of our favorite subjects on the movie Vault.
Where instead of swallowing things, like, it just comes out.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? It turned inside out.
Super weird.
What if that happens to us?
I don't know. Then, yeah, he like turned inside out because then he was like, he deflated. I was like, what am I watching? Like, if I had been more tired than I already was, I would have been like, this is a fever dream. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. No, I almost fell asleep. Not because of that. I was just almost falling asleep. Okay. But, yeah. So, the moral of the story just wasn't as clear as I thought. Do you know what it was? Should we look it up? Like, I don't know. I'm so confused. Like, I...
What?
The moral of the story.
The moral of the story?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Anthony Lane says... Oh, he was talking about the sound design.
I don't care about Anthony Lane. Helpful. Just tell me.
I don't know what the moral of the story is.
Exactly. Like,
I would tell you if I had figured it out.
But is it just fantasy fun? Because fantasy a lot of times doesn't have a moral.
It definitely has like a point. Like it's got like that inherent like struggle of a rebellion against a dictatorship. Like that plays well with American audiences. We love a good.
Yeah, but this isn't.
And then it also I guess. I'm struggling for words here.
Exactly.
Like, what is the goal? Like, what is the meaning of the end where she has the opportunity to... Well, it kind of seems like the fawn is going to, like, murder her baby brother. So, like, I understand not wanting to give the baby brother up because he's like, well, it's just going to be a prick as he's holding a giant dagger. Like, you're like, I don't know about that. I don't know if I trust this guy.
Yeah.
And then, so it's like, and you're going to forfeit your place on the throne, which we have no idea what that even means. Like, what does it mean that she's going
to... Nor what do the tasks that she's doing have to do with it.
Yeah. Well, because you have to prove that she's immortal or something like that. That's fantasy stuff.
Okay. But that doesn't mean anything to us. So I feel like I wasn't as invested.
Maybe the thing that I'm struggling with the most is like the tie-in between the real life and the fantasy elements.
Yeah, they were separate.
They didn't only thing feel that, too like interconnected enough.
The only thing that combines is when he shoots her at the end. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, besides that, it's separate storylines. I don't know how this won. Like, I don't know why it's so critically acclaimed.
It won a... Yeah, like, but the best art direction.
Why is it like a 96? I mean, Rotten Tomatoes is terrible anyway. You don't have to listen to that. I mean, Miss Marvel got like 100%. But still, it's critically acclaimed, wouldn't you say?
I would say it's critically acclaimed.
So, critics, we're asking you why. I'm so confused. I just thought it was disconnected. It felt empty. I felt like the plot hadn't started until the end.
Okay, here's somebody who agrees with us. Nicholas Barber from The Independent. I don't care about
Nicholas.
And he says, it's less of a labyrinth than a forest path, one that takes you through wonderful scenery but doesn't lead you anywhere.
Yeah.
Isn't that a good description of the movie?
Yes, you don't know where it's going.
Like, seriously, this movie would not be this is the statement I'm going to make. This movie would not be critically acclaimed
Came out today.
No, if it didn't have the weird looking characters. Like, get rid of all of the practical effects and that whole storyline. It's just a normal, boring movie about war that's been made tons of times. Like, melodramatic, like this probably wouldn't have happened. Like, it's super isolated.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say it wouldn't have happened because I wasn't there, there's kind of war movies that, like,
I know what you
make
mean.
You feel like you understand the reality of war. Like,
yeah, we don't need any more of those. We understand.
This just feels like a cinematic, like, oh, yay, the underdogs won, like, sports story of war. It doesn't make you, like, feel like the gravitas. I mean, it is violent. Like, yeah, sure, we get to see people get tortured. That's pretty difficult.
For who?
For the people getting tortured. It's horrible that you get that people would get tortured.
Sure.
So maybe that, but it since it's in such a fantasy setting, I don't think you see it in the same way that you would see it in like The Deer Hunter or something.
Yeah, it was so disappointing coming right off of that. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to agree with that. That movie was 3 hours. It did not feel as draggy as this. Maybe the wedding scene. Not as draggy as this. Now, I think to sum it up, like, my biggest problem with this movie is I thought the plot was like, I didn't know where A plot was and where B plot was. It was two separate plots, like you had said, disconnected until the end, even though they're insignificant in their meeting. And the other thing is, like, the plots didn't seem to go anywhere. Where, like, you have the first two thirds of the movie where the fawn is telling Ophelia to do these tasks and she fails. And then by the time she gets her second chance, it's like the third act of the movie, right?
Yeah.
So you haven't seen anything cool happen yet. You've just been anticipating these cool things to happen. And then they don't happen until the end. The payoff was so short-lived compared to the buildup. And it wasn't even buildup. It was just filler.
Okay. Yeah. And here's somebody who I think is
going to tell us.
Summarize your point well.
Who is it?
Martin L.
Oh, thanks, Martin.
A random user on Rotten Tomatoes who I was looking up reviews instead of listening to what you were saying. I'll have to go back and...
That's why you're like, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I completely agree with you on whatever
you said. Okay, tell us what Martin has to say.
He said, it's an okay movie, but underwhelming. The reality plot is predictable and unoriginal. The fantasy plot is not explored enough and gets too little screen time.
That's pretty much what I said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's it. That's the problem with the movie. The actual plot of the movie is boring.
Yeah.
I'm more like, I might move this down to a 3-star movie.
Ben, do it right now.
Yeah, I'm going on.
Do Letterboxd. It with your adrenaline rush you have right now. Thank you, Martin.
I normally side on the filmmaker and I'm like, well, but maybe it's just because this movie didn't like capture my feelings a whole lot.
I mean, did it really capture anyone's feelings?
I don't know. Who email us at themovievaultpod@gmail.com.
No, don't bother. We know you did it.
You're lying. You're lying if you say this touched you in any way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is one that's going to confuse me as far as
why. Exactly. And I didn't even resonate with any of the characters. Not a single one.
No.
None of them were interesting to me.
No,
they're all flat-faced. Not
Ophelia.
And yeah, Ophelia, I wish she died.
And she did die.
I mean, I wish she died sooner.
Sooner. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. And I wish that the mother character did not die. She was more interesting to me than anyone else.
Yeah, the mother... Really?
Yeah, I mean, because she's like, you just have to learn. You'll learn when you're older.
She presented the most realistic perspective on life.
Exactly. I was like, that's true. You have to learn to do these things. You're not happy with them. You're not happy with yourself. But you got to do with what you know, with what you have.
All right. Well, there was a house that burned down in this, or a castle or something that burned down in this.
Was there? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was in the background of a scene.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm just hoping that the people who own that had the head of an Anglin agency.
You hope those evil military personnel.
If you are a military dictator, you should have insurance.
Really?
Okay? Because you're going to have to pay for it. Even if you're in jail, they're still going to make you pay.
What about war criminals?
No, absolutely not.
Do they give insurance to any type of person?
Yes.
What about fawns?
I don't know that a fawn counts as a person, though, so I'm not sure.
Now, sorry, one more question. Do they give, like, special insurance to humans preferring humans over other things? Do they give insurance to animals? Like, if a deer gets hit by a car?
I don't think that deer is insured. Okay. So no, I don't think so.
They should do animal insurance.
They should think about it.
Okay.
But if you have any questions, you should call 614-486-7300.
614-486-7300. And please tell them that Ben sent you.
Yeah.
And maybe Zach too.
If you can manage to say all those words, Ben and Zach.
Yeah.
Sometimes just Ben sounds better.
We know you're stupid.
That's how we're attacking the audience. We're going to attack your intelligence so that you do what we tell you to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to prove us wrong. Right? Well, no, you won't.
That's not what I meant, but yeah, sure. Maybe.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with this. Well, now we get to the part of the episode where we actually want to talk about.
What?
The second half.
Oh, yeah. The part
where... So we're not talking about the movie.
Because that's everything in the movie that I literally can remember.
Yeah. So, this is a special episode of... Our special segment of
the Queen is dead.
The newsstand.
She's
the
dead.
The Queen is dead. There's a Smith song. It's called "The Queen is Dead." Go.
She was 96.
She was old. She was queen for a long time.
We have to get over it. It was well past her time.
It was well past her time. I mean, you can't really expect to live that much longer than 96 years old.
No. What kind of medical devices were keeping her alive that long?
I don't know.
Oxygen.
I mean, I have this theory. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories.
Say it.
But it does seem like if you're a higher level politician, you live longer. So it seems like...
Do you think Joe Biden has to go back and receive oxygen?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you that.
Like, they're inflating?
All I can tell you is that Jimmy Carter is still alive, right? I'm pretty sure. Hopefully Jimmy Carter's still alive. Because I would...
Yeah, he's alive.
He's alive. And he's 97.
Wow.
And George H.W.
Wow, take
Bush.
That, Queen. He beat her by 1 year. Well, yeah, the Bushes, I understand. But Carter, that's crazy.
Do you George think... H.W. Bush. Is he still alive? Yeah, he's... No, he passed away.
But what kind of medical treatment can you get?
But he lived for a long time.
Like, what? Do you think they just, like, put a little machine to keep their lungs open or keep a little...
I don't
like
know
a
what
double
kind
pacemaker?
Of, I'm just saying that whatever the best medical treatment is that's available... Maybe it's not even available to the general public, but that I have no idea.
Really?
So don't necessarily want to speculate on that. They have it. These elite.
What if they honored their father and mother so they live long in the land?
I mean, that's always a possibility too. I mean, especially with George W. Bush.
Did he honor
his father and mother? He honored his father and mother by also becoming president.
Does that honor them though?
I think so, because it carries on their legacy. I mean, it depends on what your definition of honor is, I guess.
Okay.
It carries the family honor.
Yeah. Well, anyway, obviously the honor is gone with Elizabeth, with Beth, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. It's sad, you know. But at the end of the day, it is what it is.
You
have to move on.
You know what that means when someone dies? There has to, like, a monarch, at least. If a monarch passes away, there has to be a replacement.
Really?
Yes.
What, is Charlie going to do it?
Well... We're a little skeptical of King Charles's, I mean, I'm not even going to call him King Charles, his ability to transition to the role. I mean, he is already like 75, so because of this, we are each going to offer 5 different options that we think would be great options.
Oh, really? Because I've already picked 5, just like randomly. I didn't know we were doing this.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's, well, obviously I knew, and I also have 5.
Okay.
So we'll just...
Steve Buscemi.
That's your number 5?
That's my number 5.
That's a good one.
Really?
Why do you think Steve Buscemi would be good?
Because he would look... He's short.
Yeah.
And he would look really cool, like, on a throne. Like, his legs dangling from
yeah.
the throne. and like, I don't know. And he would have like a high pitched voice. He'd be like, "Off with the head."
Well, Steve Buscemi is one of my favorite actors, so yeah. I have to say that I agree with that one. My number five, Princess Diana.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding? That's so dumb. Why would you do that? Such a waste.
Okay, well, all right, moving on from that one.
Okay. Young Gravy.
Okay. I see that one.
I just see, like, him coming out with a new album once he's king. Yeah. It's like I Am King or something like that. Or like
King Gravy.
King Gravy. And it would just be a really weird, cool album. And it'll be like him, like he could do whatever he wants in these music videos.
Yeah.
And I just want to see him go full creative mode.
Yeah. And this would be really allow him to have the most creative license. So I think they should let him do that.
They should just let him be king. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's not how it works. It's not really let, huh?
Yeah. Well, so my option for number four is Michael D. Higgins. Okay. Who you probably have no idea who that is.
Why?
He's the president of Ireland. I think that we should unify Ireland and the UK by making the president of Ireland the king of England. Do you think that's a good idea?
I don't know, but he's an interesting looking fella.
Oh man, there's a perfect spot for the crown right on his head.
Yeah. Wow. Ireland. Man. My dad has that tie.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I mean, sure. If you want to upset a lot of people and make a lot of people happy.
It seems like with my first two, I'm not necessarily on the pleasing. Well, I mean, if Princess Diana was still alive, then people would probably be happy with that. But sadly.
Too soon.
It's like been like 20 years.
I mean, Elizabeth was
talking about the Queen of England's death, so.
I mean, Elizabeth was the one who didn't want her to take over anyway. So that's why she
isn't there theories that, yeah, that like she.
Oh, she definitely did. Seriously.
Look into it.
No, you look
into it. We're not conspiracy theorists. No, by the way. We're really not. We're actually not. Like,
I don't.
We only factual stuff like this.
No, you have to look into it, Ben.
I know, that's right.
Watch YouTube videos instead of, what do you watch, trains or roller coasters?
Roller coasters, geography videos.
Yeah, okay, stop any of that stuff that will be useful in like one situation ever in your life. You'll spend like 3 hours studying it and it will come up once and you'll be like, oh, I know, the capital of London is blah, 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 blah. And they'll be like, Ben, you know so much about this. You'll be like, yeah. It's like 3 hours of YouTube videos for that one moment, and then it passes.
Sometimes that one Wendy's moment the next worth moment. It.
Sure.
Sometimes it's the biggest moment of your life. You don't know.
Maybe. Francis Crick.
Francis Crick, okay.
Yeah.
And that is?
Molecular biologist.
Okay.
He, like, discovered the double helix of DNA. He's okay. Just a thoughtful guy. That's just a name that came into my head.
He's also a Brit, so he would fit the role.
There was
he also died in 2004, so there's that.
Yeah, he did. That's what I was thinking, because he's British, and his eyebrows are huge.
Right.
Yeah. But there was another woman that did some work, and then they took it.
Oh.
So Watson and Crick. James Watson and Francis Crick.
They took it from the woman.
Yeah, I forget what her name is.
That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome. No, Rosalind Franklin. That's right. So we have to give all three credit. Francis Crick and Franklin. But yes. What's your number three?
Timothy Dillon.
Oh, good. That would be great. Yeah. Tim would be so
because
funny.
He would be... He notoriously makes fun of British and Irish people.
He hates them.
But he also loves London a lot. Yeah, if you've ever heard him talk about London. He loves good food. He loves good...
The first thing he would do is declare war with South Africa. Because he hates South Africans.
Yeah, he doesn't like South Africans.
So
remember that one band?
I remember. And they treated that kid poorly. Oh,
that's horrible.
I love it, yeah.
I couldn't believe that was a style of music. Like, the style of music.
I listened to it. It sounded terrible.
I know. Well, I just feel like the accent.
It was so angsty.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Phil
Swift?
Yeah. I just thought of him. I think he would be a good public figure. Do you not agree?
Well, if I knew who Phil Swift was. Flex Tape. Oh, I'm an idiot. Yeah, he would be great.
You are an idiot. I'm just joking. He would be great. I love you. Yeah, no, yeah. He would be, because he's got such a, well, his eyes look like they're slowly going into his sockets.
Right.
Like, his eyes are really in there. Like, the skin is just peeling over. But he has a good public, he has a good stage presence.
Yeah.
So I think if he said, "We are going to war with Korea," then it would be,
yeah,
you know, people would listen.
And like, we'll, yeah, fix it with flux tape.
like they'll take their prisoners to torture them, and they'll tie them up with flex tape.
Yeah.
And Flex Seal will be used to, like, stitch their mouths shut.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
It's just an idea. Doesn't have to happen.
My number two is Christina Johnson.
From OSU? OSU's president?
OSU's president, Christina Johnson.
She would be the worst, absolute worst.
I was just thinking, what traits do you need to be good on crime, figure out how to get rid of crime?
She hasn't.
Be good at handling controversial topics within the university.
Absolutely terrible.
And then just be a good, likable personality.
Not even anyone. Nobody. Not even her trustees like her.
So she's 0 for 3, but I just thought that
for those of you, she's the president of Ohio State.
But if you're bad, that means you should get a promotion.
And by the way, the world being works. The president of a major 60,000 student university like Ohio State gives you political influence, legit.
Yeah, it does.
So
I mean, Purdue's, not to talk about Purdue too much, but
yeah,
Purdue's president was the former governor of Indiana.
Exactly.
So he had political influence, and now he's in another position where he had political influence.
And Christina's just a PhD in something, I forget. But, yeah, no, she would be terrible. I mean, there's like 3 murders every semester.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta be careful.
Put her into England.
Like, in the past year, 2 people have been shot at 1 McDonald's. Like, that has been the location of 2 shootings. They both survived.
That's good.
But Christina's like, we're cracking down on crime.
I think as long as they survive, it's okay.
Yeah. She's like, we're cracking down on crime. Every time she sends an email, oh, another student's been shot. Let's add it to the tally. 0 days since last fatality. You know? It's just kind of how it is. It's just a regular day. Like, and now we have to take, like, gun training videos, like, a lot of training because of these things. It's like these school shootings are getting out of hand. It's not like massive. It's not like Parkland. It's like, it's just like, people on the streets. It's not students killing students. A lot of time it's like dangerous gangs.
Yeah.
Like near high street.
But it's like, but they're still in the vicinity of students. So it's still a little off.
Because we're in the city. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I mean, if I die, Ben, then replace me.
Like, I will.
You got to think of my replacement.
I know I have. I can't think of anyone to replace you, Zach.
That's so nice. I would replace you with...
Wait, here's my top 5 people I would replace you with list. I just found it.
Oh, really?
No.
Because I have one. No, I don't. Ben, you could never be replaced. Who's your number 4? Did you already say that? Christina was your 4?
She was my 4.
Oh, okay.
She's my 2. I'm actually going in reverse order, but whatever.
Okay, whatever. My number 1 is my dad.
Your dad.
I pulled up pictures of all my people.
That's good.
He's good. I think he'll make a good king of England.
Maybe we'll ask him when he comes on the podcast.
He needs to stop brushing his teeth. The thing is, I think he would actually make a good king of England. And I think it would be cool if he was, because then I could do whatever I want.
Yeah, you could be part of the royal family.
Right.
Be sick.
So, it would just be cool. And like if my dad said, we are killing all women, you know, he would get a lot of flack for that.
Yeah.
But he has got a commanding voice sometimes.
Right.
When he's
so
angry.
So people would still respect him.
But he would never kill all women. He loves women.
Yeah.
I think. He loves my mom, so that's a good standard.
That's a good sign. Definitely a good sign. Didn't have any daughters, but that's not his... he can't control that. All right. Well, my number 1 is Kris Jenner. Who else would you put?
that's what Tim Dillon would say.
Yes, that is what Tim Dillon would say. I'm just a fanboy, I guess.
Oh my.
But he would not have said Christina Johnson, though. So,
Kris Jenner would tear that country apart.
She would get them in order. She would have things organized. She would have the tabloids. They would be all under control. She is literally the perfect person for the role.
If she had to deal with the Kardashians.
What is the royal family anymore but... For tabloids. And what are the Kardashians for? They're the royal family of the United States.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
So, and isn't that crazy to say? The United States has a royal family. It's the Kardashians.
Yeah. But
and what did they do to get that? They're the Kardashians. That's
the only
all,
thing is the Kardashians don't exercise as much influence. They might have it. They might have enough money for that kind of influence, but they don't exercise.
They don't orders. Have as much influence because, like, of the, like, title and the history of the monarchy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no history of the Kardashians aside from the ones that are currently existing, and they don't have, like, that political influence.
But I mean, obviously, are
somewhat stripped from the royal family.
I mean, obviously, our elected leaders don't have much say in a lot of things. Like, it doesn't seem like it.
No.
Because a lot of times they'll promise something, not that broken promises, whatever. Like, any politician, you think of, once they get in there, a lot of times what they say they'll do in the campaign doesn't happen. And everybody knows that. It's obvious.
Like, well, because they actually can't, they over-promise because they can't deliver on some of the things. It's like not that they don't want to. It's that they actually can't.
Yeah.
So.
But then you have the Kardashians, like, actually doing the things that they want to do. True. But they're not promising anything either.
No.
They just make a TV show and see what happens.
Right. I mean, maybe that's the best thing for the world.
Yeah, Kris Jenner. That's a good one, Ben.
Yeah.
I would. I mean, if it was a democracy, what is it? A monarchical democracy, whatever, I would vote for
Kris. Like, you have a monarch, but you get to vote for the monarch.
Yeah.
And who's not even from the country, but that's kind of the point.
Do they have to? I'm assuming they have to be born from the UK.
I mean, and how it works now, you have to be in the firstborn of the bloodline of whoever's
of the
king.
Inbred cousin. Of...
But think about it. Like, somebody had to just decide that they were king at the beginning of all of this.
But, yeah, for the first king, do you elect?
It must have been. I don't know. I need to brush up on my
book. Or do you just kind of go walk around being like, hey, I'm king, and they're like, oh, cool.
I guess he's king.
Like, it's like three people on an island.
It was like, probably like they were like a... No, they wouldn't have started out as a duke because then they would have established a feudal system anyway.
True.
Feudal systems are probably the best form of government that there is, so we should maybe think about going back to that.
I say we do the caste
as long
system.
As I'm in the the higher end of the feudal spectrum. That's my one caveat to that.
That's not a caveat. That's just how it is.
That's just how it is. Oh, man. All right. Well, I think it's about time.
Yeah, it is.
I know we only spent half the episode talking about the movie, but...
Whatever.
I like Guillermo del Toro, but I like him as a person.
I mean, I haven't watched anything.
I haven't really watched many of his movies.
We watched something from
We watched Pacific Rim, which wasn't that good.
Oh, yeah. I don't like him.
So maybe it's just he's not for me.
No, he's not for me either. What is good that you've seen?
I haven't watched very many of his movies.
I'm not watching Shape of Water.
Hellboy. I haven't seen Shape of Water. That's kind of weird. Maybe the new Pinocchio will be good.
Maybe. I'm not. Well, maybe I won't watch the new Pinocchio. I said I would. Maybe I won't.
Maybe you won't. Maybe Guillermo del Toro should be King of England.
No.
Or King of Spain. No. That's the thing.
He would just make more stupid movies then.
You're right.
Pan's Labyrinth 2. Less Labyrinth, more war.
More war.
That's the subtitle of it. Okay. How do you want to close it?
I'm putting my hands over my eyes.
Just imagine.
So I can close the vault.